This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Cattle ranchers got a teeny break as we got into this new month. Their grazing fees on public lands just dropped to the lowest amount allowed under federal law. Now, this is based on market conditions like the price of beef. The Bureau of Land Management says the average rancher will save $32 a year. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports, that decision is still controversial.
Bob Skinner starts up his all-terrain vehicle. He uses it to get around his remote ranch near the Idaho-Oregon border. He's driving to check for newborn calves.
There's a brand new one.
He spots a calf on wobbly legs right next to its mother.
He's standing up all right.
The calf looks healthy, so Skinner zooms away. Skinner is happy about the BLM and Forest Service decision to lower grazing fees by 6 cents from the old fee, down to $1.35 a month for what it calls animal units, like a cow and her calf.
It's not one of our big expenses.
But he's quick to add,
we have big expenses running on public lands.
Ranchers are responsible for paying for things like building fences and maintaining water troughs.
The government does nothing. I mean nothing.
But the government's rangeland program costs the feds money, too. The BLM spends about $63 million more than it raises in fees and other revenues.
It's a raw deal for the taxpayers.
Scott Lake is with the nonprofit conservation group Western Watersheds Project. He'd like to see the fee go up and says there are other costs to grazing.
First and foremost is the cost of the land itself and the ecological services and recreational values that we're sacrificing in order to sustain public lands grazing.
So who benefits most from the program?
It's not a good deal for the government at all.
That's Neil Rimby, an economist who studies grazing and public lands and a professor emeritus with the University of Idaho. If it's not a good deal for government, what about ranchers? Are they getting a good deal here?
Well, I'll give you the typical economist answer. It depends.
Rimby says each rancher's profit margin hinges on how much money and time they have to devote to maintenance and upkeep. This administration has been friendly to ranchers. President Trump pardoned two ranchers whose prison sentences for arson on public lands prompted an armed standoff at an Oregon wildlife refuge in 2016. And this is the second time grazing fees have dropped since he took office. From Jordan Valley, Oregon, I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.